Good morning. This is Brother Chris with Hilltop Baptist Church, and we'd like to welcome you to the broadcast this morning, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. And if you don't have a church home, I'd be extending the invitation for you to come and visit us. We'd love to have you. Today, if you do have your Bibles with you, we're going to be looking in John chapter 3 and some other scriptures too. But before I get started, I'd just like to ask you a couple questions. First of all, do you ever find yourself just being, you know, completely lonely? You feel like you don't have any purpose in life? You can't never be satisfied with anything. Every time you turn around, you just feel like the weight of the world is falling in on you. I'd just like to tell you, without Jesus Christ, you have absolutely no hope in this world whatsoever. You might be on drugs. You might be on alcohol. You might be a womanizer. You might, be a person that just... you might even be a goody two-shoes, and I can tell you from the authority of the Word of God that if you're not saved, if you don't turn your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ, you will go to a devil's hell. And I can also tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ loves you. You might think, nobody cares for me. You know, I used to think that before I got saved. I had a grandmother that was still alive and an aunt that raised me, and I knew they loved me, but just about everybody else that I knew had completely given up on me. But I'm so thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ didn't give up.
Amen.
In John chapter 3 and verse 19, well, starting with verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And we find in verse 18 here, we find that strong word condemned, okay? He that believeth on him is not condemned, okay? But he that believeth not is condemned already. Trust me, to be condemned by God is a very serious thing. It's damnation and eternal hell. And the Bible tells us that, it's not his will that any should perish. Okay? All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. That's a great promise by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a great promise that has no stipulations, because if you are in Christ, you will never be perfect on this side of eternity. But all your sins will be forgiven as far as the east is from the west. And in John 3:16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." There's nobody besides the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father that can give a guarantee like that. Sears and Roebuck, had a pretty good thing going, with their guarantees. But this life has no guarantees except for what the Lord Jesus Christ says right here. But have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave. What did he give? He gave his precious son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice for our sin. The only thing that can ever take your sin away is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can tell you from experience that some people that I've known in my life, I have wronged, and they have wronged me. And in some cases, they feel bad about it, or I feel bad about it, and I come to them, or they come to me, and we forgive one another. They say, I'm really sorry I did that. Will you forgive me? And that is a good thing, okay? It is a good thing to do that. But see, that's not the forgiveness that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the forgiveness that can forgive you from every sin that you've ever committed. And the only way that that's possible is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and the resurrection of our precious Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can tell you from personal experience that when I asked you in the beginning, does your life ever feel empty? Do you ever feel like your life has no purpose? Nothing that you do, it doesn't matter what you buy or what you try or what house you live in or what car you live in or what job you have. There's just no satisfaction. It just seems like you either want more or you're not content, because that's human nature. About the time you buy a new car, I've only owned a couple in my life, but as you buy a new car, when you're looking at it, boy, it looks so good and it smells so fresh and everything about it is wonderful until you park it at the Walmart parking lot and then you get that first ding or that scratch in it, and no longer is it new anymore. But see, with the Lord Jesus Christ, it's everlasting. It's eternal. You can be satisfied. You can lose your best friend. You can lose your mom. You can lose your dad. You can lose a child. All these things are terrible experiences. But when you have the Lord Jesus Christ right there with you, walking right beside you throughout the day, and you can lean on him, it is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I know when I got saved September 15th, 1988, I can honestly tell you that I felt the burden of the sin and the emptiness and the nothingness and the worthlessness of my life pass away, okay? When the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God, came and dwelled inside me, the moment of my salvation, nothing has been the same since that day. My life has changed, and I'm so thankful for what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for me, and he will do that to you. When you stop to think about your life, okay, I don't know how many people are listening, but let's examine your life for a minute. If you're lost, when you die, the Lord promises, just like he promises eternal life, he promises eternal damnation. And you might say, what kind of a God is that? What kind of a God would send people to this awful place called hell of torment? The answer to that question is you send yourself there. God gives you every opportunity in the world to get saved. I've never heard of him only dealing with a person one time, But that's all the Bible promises, that he would have to deal with you when you can't get saved anytime you want to get saved. The Bible tells us that he has to be drawing you, okay? I'm hoping that as you're driving down the road or as you're sitting at home listening to this radio broadcast right now, that God would use his precious word to draw you unto himself and to show you the way to heaven. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Everything has to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. Mother Mary cannot save you. There are so many doctrines out there of different denominations that believe heresy. They believe lies. They believe, things that, what kind of a person would come up with the theory that Jesus and the devil are brothers? Nonsense would you come up to that you pray through Mother Mary? There's nothing in the King James Bible that vaguely even comes close to that. It all points to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'll probably read this many times, but you'll understand why. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever is everyone. There's nobody excluded. I don't care what country you come from. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what ethnic background you have. I don't care. The Bible says whosoever. These people that believe that God destined some people to be born to go to hell and others to go to heaven, they're stupid, they're ignorant, they're fools to believe that, because the Bible doesn't teach that. That is heresy. And, it's sending a multitude of people to heaven. Can you imagine how prideful that you would have to be, thinking that God looked down on you and saw something special just about you? God made this invitation for everyone. Amen. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now back to where we started in the beginning. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Okay? God has a purpose for your life. And the purpose for your life is not only to get saved and to go to heaven. God has a purpose in your life to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. After you get saved, one of the first things that should happen to you is that you would have an uncontrollable desire to tell others about what happened to you and that they might get saved. There's a small group of us here at Hilltop that we tried to cover this whole county, and I'm sure, I know we got most of the city, and we were in Parrottsville last week, and it's so sad. Because when you knock on the door and you ask people if they're saved, everybody says yes. I think of all the doors that we've knocked, all the thousands, I guess, of doors that we've knocked in this community, there's only been a few that said that they weren't saved. Now, I'm sure some of them people were saved. But it's sad when they can't tell you anything. Yeah, I'm saved. What they're saying is, okay, you knocked on my door. Go on to the next door. I really don't want to talk about it. I don't have no time for it. Well, I know one thing. When a person splits hell wide open and they find themselves in that awful place of torment and gnashing of teeth in an awful place called hell, they'll sure want out of that place. But you know what? They won't be able to get out. They'll think about it, and they'll remember in their lifetime the times that people tried to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's great to invite people to church, okay? It's wonderful to invite them to church because at least if they come to this church, they're going to hear the gospel. They're going to find out what it means to be saved. So it's not wrong to invite them to church. But on the other hand, you have a personal responsibility if you're a born-again Christian to tell others about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when people open up and they allow you to tell them, you can tell them how you got saved. You can tell them what the Bible says about salvation. You can tell them what I'm telling on the radio right now, that the only way that you can go to heaven is through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you as a lost person might say, well, what did the blood of Jesus Christ have to do with anything? Why do you keep saying that about the blood? Because there is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. And if they would have just killed Jesus and they wouldn't have crucified him and he wouldn't have shed his blood, it could not have happened. It says that he had to shed his blood. The forgiveness is in the blood. The life is in the blood. And I couldn't never, ever, talk enough about that precious blood. That's what Peter called it, his precious blood. That was the atonement. That was the sacrifice for the sin. God hates sin, and he can't look at sin. He can't be around sin. So what he did is he sent his perfect, sinless son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to this earth to be crucified on an old rugged cross at Calvary, that his blood would be the atonement for our sin. And all we have to do is put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. When we call out and we ask the Lord to save us, the one thing, a lot of things will happen, but one thing that will definitely happen is any repentance that you do before salvation might be a good thing, but it won't save you, okay? But the evidence of your salvation is the fact that you will turn from your sin and that you will repent and you will have a genuine desire to do what's right, just like what it says right here. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And men love darkness rather than light. Look around you right now. Look in this little community. I've lived here, I guess, about 15 years now. And it's definitely a lot worse around here than it was 15 years ago when I first moved here. You have pedophiles running all around wanting to rape and attack and kill your children. You have drugs just about on every street corner. You have alcohol sold in just about every store and restaurant that you go into. And why do people do that? Because the Bible says right here, men love darkness rather than light. People nowadays, a person could be laying dead, dying, almost dead, on a street corner, and people could just drive right on by and have no care whatsoever for them. A little old lady could be getting mugged and robbed in a parking lot, and people wouldn't even stop to help. What is that? Why is it that way? Because men love darkness rather than light. And the Bible also tells us at the time that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back, that this is the way that it'll be. It'll be like the days of Noah, when I couldn't possibly tell you how many people were alive during Noah's time, but I can guarantee you it was a multitude of people. It wasn't just a handful of people. It was a lot of people. And out of all those people, him and his family were the only ones that got saved. As he was building that ark in the desert, building a ship on a desert, they laughed at him and they mocked him because their debauchery and their wickedness and their evilness that they desired to do was more important to them than hearing about the Word of God, hearing about, you know, what would happen to them if they don't get saved. And we know that those are the days that we are living in right now. Now, I'd like to just read a couple verses to you so you'll understand what repentance is, okay? Repentance is a requirement for salvation, okay? You can't get saved without repentance. Luke 13:3, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. There's that same word, perish, that we just read here in John chapter 3. In Luke 5:31-32, and Jesus answering said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Do you think that Jesus Christ would put this in the Bible if it were not true? I guarantee you it's true. Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out, and the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 20:25, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greek, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. There you have it all in one verse, faith and repentance. What are you putting your faith in? You're putting your faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. When a person calls on the Lord to get saved, they do not have to know every verse in the Bible and know what every verse of the Bible means. All they have to do, now, I'll tell you, this is a scary statement right here, but I've heard people say, all you have to do to get saved is see yourself as a sinner. That's not true, okay? You do have to see yourself as a sinner. There's no doubt about that. But you have to see yourself as a sinner doomed to hell, okay? You have to understand what the consequence is, okay? The consequence of not getting saved is eternal hell. Every sin God hates. God hates sin, okay? He doesn't hate the sinner, but he hates sin. And you have to repent of your sin because, you know, a goody two-shoes, I use this term quite often, I guess because I listened to a lot of the older folks when I was a little kid, and that was a term that they used a lot. A goody two-shoes, somebody that lives probably maybe even a better moral life than a lot of Christians that go to church today, will split hell wide open because the Bible says that, you know, we can be as good as we want, that our works the best thing that we could ever do is as our righteousness is as filthy rags, okay? The very best thing that we could do is not acceptable to God. The only thing that's acceptable is the Lord Jesus Christ cleansing us from our sin. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In Romans 6:23, the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. But listen to this. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's a gift. You can't earn it. You can't do anything, to get it. Everyone that gets saved gets that free gift. and the free gift is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 15:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death pressed upon him all men, for that all have sinned. And the precious gospel in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And again, in Luke 13:5, I tell you nay, but except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If anybody told you, and this is something that it makes me sick, I know it makes God sick. If anybody ever told you all you have to do to get saved is to repeat this prayer after me, you need to go back and slap them people in the face and tell them they lied to you, because that's not the way it works. You don't repeat something somebody tells you. It has to come from your heart. And I know from experience. See, here's what boils down to salvation. Either you meant it or you didn't mean it, okay? I know some people might disagree with me on that, but the thing of it is, you either repented or you didn't repent. You either put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ or you didn't put your faith in him. Sometimes people just want out of a jam. They want out of a problem. You know, I knew a guy back in Jacksonville, you know, he wanted to get saved because he wanted his wife back, okay? Well, that's not what you come to the Lord Jesus for. You don't come to the Lord Jesus because I have this problem, I have that problem. You come to the Lord Jesus Christ because you're going to split hell wide open unless you get saved, okay? You call out. You say, Lord, save me. I don't want to go to that awful place. I believe you did, you know, that you were buried, you died and you were buried and you rose again. I do believe that the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is the only thing that can save me. And, let me start closing out on this. Romans 5:8-11. But God commendeth his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. I want to thank y'all for listening today. I want to tell you that God loves you. He has a purpose for your life. He wants you to be saved, and thank you very much.